I In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Save me a place. Whoa. Thank you. I am bringing a plant. Great. It's good to see all of you. Find a place. All right. There's a lot of children. Yeah. Do you see what I brought today?
Yes.
They're all, what's it called?
A poinsettia.
A poinsettia, that's right. That's exact. And we're going to talk about this a little bit. Do you see them all over the church?
Yes.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
They
were all over the hallway, and we moved them all in here. That's right. They're gorgeous, aren't they? And these, this year especially, they're big and they're bold and lots of blooms on them. But I have learned some things about poinsettia. First of all, do you know why it... Because these plants grow naturally in southern Mexico. And there were some names for that region, but I don't speak Spanish real well, so I'm not telling you the names. But anyway, they grow naturally down there, and the first United States ambassador to Mexico was a guy named Joel Poinsett. Now you get why we're calling poinsettias, because he discovered this flower down there, and he sent them back to his home. Now, interestingly, you know where Joel Poinsett's home was? Greenville, South Carolina. It was right here in South Carolina. So he sent these back to South Carolina, and over the next 25 years or so, they kind of, popularity, people found out about them, and they started selling them. In fact, the first time they started selling them like whole plants like this was in California. Originally, they would clip them and sell them like regular flowers, like if you buy flowers in a store and you hand them to people, that's what they would do with these. How about that? So, but then they started selling them like plants, and that's how we get them nowadays. But let me tell you the legend about poinsettias. This, we don't know if this is true, but this is the story about poinsettias. There was a girl, a young girl, and she liked poinsettias better than that one did. But anyway, it was Christmas Eve, and she was on her way to church. And in the town where she grew up, what you did on Christmas Eve was you brought a gift to the altar in the church to give to the Christ child. But she was very poor, and she didn't have any gift to bring. So she stopped beside the road and just cut down some weeds and made a little bouquet out of her weeds and felt really terrible about this. That's all she had to offer the Christ child. And so her brother told her, if you give it with love, the Christ child will be happy with that. And she came and put her weeds down there, and by the next morning, you know what had happened? Beautiful big red bloom like this in the weeds that she had chosen. How about that? Do what? That fast. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so that's part of why we use these flowers on Christmas to remember that, you know, Jesus loves us and we respond back to Jesus. But there's even more. Because of that legend, this is often called the flower of the holy night. How about that? The flower of the holy night. And if you look at the blooms, sometimes they might make you think of a star. And on Christmas Eve, we think of the star that was leading the wise men, you know, and for the Christmas story. So they also remind us of that. And the most important part that I want to tell you is these are weird plants. Most plants grow and flower when there's sunlight. But for these plants to turn red, you know what they have to have? Darkness. That's right. And water. Yeah, they have to have water and dirt and stuff like that. Yeah. But they, if you just leave them in the sunlight all the time, they'll just stay green. So to get them to turn this color, you have to have about 14 nights or 2 weeks of 12 hours of darkness each night. If you get a plant like this and take it home and put it in your yard, it probably won't bloom red. But if you take it inside every night and put it in your closet for 12 hours, it'll turn red. Yes, that's exactly right. The green petals change into red. And the reason I thought that was important is we have all this beauty. It was in darkness, but it came into light with all this beauty. And it reminds me of what we're going to hear in our scripture lesson in just a few minutes. The reading will say, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. So we are those people in darkness. But like this plant blooms into great beauty, Jesus comes and brings us into the light, and we have great beauty in the love and salvation that God gives to us. So that's what I wanted you to know about the poinsettia. It's a beautiful plant, and it tells us a lot about Christmas, about God's love for us, and about God's salvation. Cariah asks, who brought these flowers? A bunch of people out here provided them. Yeah, how about that? All right, so let's have our prayer. Okay? Gracious God, we thank you for the incomparable gift of Jesus. We thank you for loving us so much that you sent him to be our salvation. Bring us out of darkness into your light. Bring us into your love. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. A reading from Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ.
Heaven adored Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb, veiled in flesh the Godhead see, veiled in hearted deity. Jesus, our Emmanuel, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Be seated. Thank you. A 12-year-old boy named Andrew waited in the church hallway, all costumed and ready for his role as the boy Jesus in the annual Christmas musical. A younger child passed by and stopped dead in his tracks, just staring at Andrew. Finally, working up his courage, the small boy asked, "Who are you?" Andrew smiled a bit proudly and said, "I'm what Christmas is all about." Well, Andrew had it right, and perhaps in more ways than he knew. He was portraying Jesus, and certainly Jesus is the center and focus of our celebration. We are urged to remember that Christ is the reason for the season and to keep Christ in Christmas. The day we celebrate isn't about Santa or gifts or a decorated tree or flashing colored lights or holly jolly tunes. It's about Jesus. It's about God's light reaching into our darkness. It's about the birth of a Savior. But having said that, there is also this. Christmas isn't really about Jesus. It's about us. It's about you. Now, that's not a normal thing for me to say. Most of our days living out the Christian life, I try to tell you exactly the opposite of what I just did. That it's all about God, about offering God praise and worship, and about reaching out to others in love. And for most of the time, that's exactly right. But not tonight. Christmas is about you. Yes, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, to be sure, but even deeper, we celebrate the reasons he came among us. Christmas is about the lengths to which God goes to save us. Christmas is about God's love for us. Christmas is about God's mercy for us. Christmas is about God's grace for us. That's how much God loves us, and that's why Christmas is about us. Yes, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, but you are the reason for the season. Your hunger to be with God and God's hunger to be with you. Your need to be saved, God's nature to save. Your path of walking through darkness, God's very being of light. Christmas celebrates the gift of Jesus, but we are what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about the lengths to which God goes to save us. Christmas is about God's love for us. Christmas is about God's mercy for us. Christmas is about God's grace for us. Yes, yes, on all other days, look beyond yourself. But tonight, tonight, revel, rejoice, receive. This is how much God loves. Jesus comes. Jesus saves. Amen. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rejoicing that we have seen the salvation of our God in the birth of Jesus the Messiah, let us pray for the church, the world, and all people in need. God of all grace, joy, hope, peace, excitement, love, faith, contentment, certainty, and grace. These are the gifts we celebrate tonight in the birth of Jesus. You have given us just what we need. You have given us a child. You have given us yourself. Thank you, Lord God. Lead us as we offer our praise to you and ourselves in service and love to others. Lord, in your mercy, wonderful counselor, give us your wisdom and guidance for life. Strengthen us to follow your way of living through loving. As we gather with family and friends over this holy time, nurture the bonds that hold us together. Lord, in your mercy, mighty God, lead us now in greater trust. We get so caught up in ourselves and in our own self-aggrandizement, O Lord, that we far too often forget about you. Help us to know anew that you rule our world and that no matter what happens, we are yours. Lord, in your mercy, everlasting Father, we need your care in our lives. Especially watch over those who are sick or sorrowed, those who are frightened or alone, those who suffer or who face hunger, addictions, difficulties, or problems in life. Bless all your children, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Prince of Peace, bring your peace to our world. End the violence, mistrust, and divisions among us. Unite us as one people. Unite us as your people, together in grace. Lord, in your mercy, Hear these prayers, O God, offered in the name of your Son, who has made your glory and graciousness known to us. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Good and loving God, we rejoice in the birth of Jesus, who came among us, Lord, to bring the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us with your gifts, let them be a blessing for others. With all earth and heaven, we shout for joy at the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, creator of all and source of life, at the birth of time, your word brought light into the world. In the fullness of time, you sent your word, born of Mary, to shine in our darkness and to make us your daughters and sons. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his birth and life among us, his death and resurrection, we await his coming again when all things will be restored in him. By your Spirit, bless us and this bread and cup, that held and nourished by you, we may live as your children, shining with the light of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit keep you in his light and truth and love, now and forever.
Greg, they want you to do one more. want you to do one more.
Thank you.
Well, the order was for 87, but we ended up with 95 from what I heard.
Yeah. Christmas?
Yeah. So I have an aunt that lives in Sumter, and we'll be going to her house tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Right. So that's what I have to look forward to after all this.
Yeah, a lot.
Not to mention all I did to make this decoration.
Oh, don't you?
Now, it's one less thing I have to worry about.
Right.